children of ISIS supporters are heading home from Syria back to Europe. The British government has been slow to establish a policy, but is now taking in one group of children. It is potentially a big deal that could set a precedent for other countries in Europe. The Royal Shirin Jafari is here to tell us more. What do we know about these children, Shirin?
Marco, these are three kids who were born to British parents who had gone to Syria to fight for or support the Islamic State. Orla Minogue from Save the Children told me she can't share their names because of privacy concerns, but she said they're all very young, all under the age of 10. And she said their parents had died in fighting in Syria and they had been orphaned. Eventually, they ended up in the hands of Kurdish forces who kept them in a camp called Al-Hol in northeastern Syria. This camp is very close to the Syrian-Turkish border, and it came under attack last month when the U.S. announced that it's moving its troops out of the area. And Turkish forces started to move in. There was absolute chaos, and there was a lot of concern about the safety of these children. Humanitarian groups pressured the British government to get these kids out, and according to the BBC, the United Nations went inside and got the kids out. And then later they were handed over to a British delegation.
What is the discussion in the UK about returning these kids?
This is a very complicated and controversial issue, not just in the UK, but in a lot of the countries from which these people went to join the Islamic State. It's very hard to shore up sympathy for people who left their countries to go fight alongside a terrorist group. Politicians also see this as a very risky move to bring back people with connections to the Islamic State. But when it comes to children, it's a little bit different because the argument there is that, you know, children didn't really have any say in who their parents supported and that they deserve to be given a chance at a better life. For example, the British Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, said that these children are innocent and they should have never been subjected to the horror of war in the first place. So with kids, countries are a little bit more willing to show sympathy and compassion.
So when these kids actually land in the UK, what's going to happen to them? Who's going to take care of them?
Well, they're not going to be detained. These are kids. Some of them have relatives like, say, grandparents or aunts and uncles who advocated for their return and who, you know, will likely take care of them. The three children who arrived in the UK this morning have been reconnected with relatives, according to the BBC. But as you can imagine, Marco, these children have been through so much. In some cases, they've witnessed their parents or siblings being killed. So they are very likely traumatized and they need a lot of attention and support. That's what Orla Minogue from Save the Children told me.
You know, we expect that they will need support with mental health and psychosocial care in order to recuperate and to have a happy childhood, which they deserve. So we're hoping that the UK will now take steps to put those support mechanisms in place for these children that have been repatriated, but also for the children that are yet to be repatriated.
Minogue said that there are still 60 more British children in the camps in Syria living in very tough conditions.
Are there other countries taking children like these three kids back?
Yeah, France, Denmark, and Norway have. But interestingly, just today, as these three children were headed to the UK, an appeals court in The Hague in the Netherlands said that the Dutch government is not required to take back children who lived under the Islamic State. This decision was completely against what a lower court had decided earlier this month. So there are a lot of different opinions here.
It'll be really interesting to see what different countries decide to do on this. The World's Shirin Jafari, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.